Alrighty. Unlikely friendships.
Unlikely friendships.
We're unlikely friends.
We're very unlikely friends.
You know, you being having the tap dancing, you're a major tap dancer in your youth.
Tap dancing is my number one hobby.
I was on the football team, captain of the football team. Who would have thought
that a tap dancer and a football player
that we would be friends?
In your dreams, buddy.
You were kind of a jock.
I played lots of sports when I was younger.
Ping pong, right? You're the captain.
I actually was the captain of the ping pong team in my house. We had a ping pong table.
Don't be modest. No, high school.
No. Yeah, high school. I played soccer and tennis. Soccer and tennis. I was the captain of the tennis team.
Golf. Yeah. You're a big golfer.
No, I wasn't a big golfer. No, my father played a little bit.
Get your story straight. You told me you were on the golf team.
I did not tell you that. I think that's in your dreams.
All right. Yeah. You think I'm dreaming about you playing golf?
I think you are.
Better check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself. Yeah.
All right. So, unlikely friends. Besides us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we've covered this animal.
Yeah, I'm sure from time to time it comes across in some of our lessons because it's interesting.
I did a Google search of interspecies friendships. Not a Google search, a YouTube search.
Okay.
And I think there was 5,000 or 6,000 results.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a major. Everybody loves watching.
Yeah, of course.
Deers and hedgehogs and
right. Hanging out together, having a good time.
So what's your favorite interspecies video?
My favorite interspecies video?
Yeah.
I really like the one of the reunion with the lion, Christian, the lion.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was pretty amazing because here's this, you know, they brought the lion up from a young pup. Right. So, of course, they, you know, had a nice relationship. The lion probably saw them as his parents in some way. And when the lion was sent back to Africa, it actually became the head of a whole pride of lions. I mean, it was one of the leaders and it was living as a wild lion. And it had been how long since they had seen the lion? Over a year at least. If not, what?
I think it was more than that. But I mean,
like 2 years, and then
it's this feel good story. But what are these guys doing with a lion in their apartment? Well,
that's a totally different.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, how did they get away with that? Wouldn't that be illegal?
It was the '60s, man. Everything goes.
Well, can you imagine like your next door neighbor having a lion? Like, what would you
feel
about that? Yeah, I'm nervous enough if my next door neighbor has pit bulls.
Right, right.
But a lion? Oh my goodness. Yeah, so anyway, like when they saw the lion, it's just amazing that something that's living out on the plains like that and killing animals to wild animals, hunting them and maybe fending off other males, and I mean just a very rough existence to see these men again after several years and be so playful and
right,
and recognize who they are, and I mean it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, you know, he looks like a cat playing with him.
Yeah.
You know, I've had cats all my life, and that's how, like, my little house cat that weighs, you know, a couple kilos wrestles with my arm, but that lion was wrestling with their neck in that way.
Yeah. I mean, one little mistake and...
That easily could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
That easily could have ended up in a bloodbath.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that story of that Las Vegas tiger show, and there was some magicians. They did some tiger show.
The white tigers, maybe? Was it white tigers?
Yeah, what were they called?
I can't remember. But anyhow,
they decades working with these tigers.
So they had an intimate relationship with them, long-term relationship.
Yeah, one day they looked at them and said, "You're food now."
Siegfried and Roy.
Right, right, names. Right. Yeah.
I don't think they weren't killed, were they? It was just a...
No, they were attacked.
They were attacked.
Yeah, or one of them was attacked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's this feel-good story to watch them together. But, I mean, part of why it's so fascinating is because we know what could happen.
Yeah.
The potential for things going wrong.
And the gorilla one was also amazing. Queeby was the name of the
Queeby.
Gorilla? Because that was even a much longer interval of time. Yeah. It was what? Yeah. Was it 5 years or 10 years?
That was 5 years.
5 years, yeah. or more. Yeah. To live in the wild like that. And even the people that were living in that area said they hadn't seen that gorilla in a while.
Right.
And when he was searching for the gorilla on the river, he was shouting out with his voice, which the gorilla probably remembered from its childhood or when it yeah. was an infant.
Yeah.
Could recognize that voice after such a long time.
Yeah.
As opposed to some other human voice.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. And to see them come together again in reunion so peacefully. Yeah, yeah. It was really
It's also really nice. Quite kind of sad though.
Uh-huh.
You know, you think about, you see this gorilla, he's so, you know, so happy to see his friend again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next day he's going to be gone.
Right.
And with a gorilla, you know, being that they're cousins yeah. to humans.
Right.
You imagine that their emotional depth is similar.
Right.
You know, their sadness or their connection to other beings.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we did another story, somewhat recently about somebody who raised a chimpanzee in their home
that's right, yes.
as a human being yes. to see what would happen.
Right.
And, you know, this chimpanzee was wearing clothes and drinking tea and answering the door mm. and just thought it was a human.
Right.
And then one day it started to get big enough that it became dangerous. So they decided yeah. they had to bring it back to the jungle
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, can you imagine how traumatic that would be?
Yeah, sad. Really sad.
But you know, I guess, yeah, that's the flip side of these feel-good videos.
Right.
Is this kind of feeling that shouldn't be, that's not meant to be.
Right.
That part of their nature is to be free and wild, and maybe they lose something when they're confined or domesticated.
Yeah, or forced to live amongst, you know, humans.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
They're
can't.
Not human.
They
yeah.
can't. I mean, domestication of cats and dogs took, you know, many many generations.
That's right.
And you can't just do that in one generation,
right?
Or else you got a chance where one of these animals can kill someone. And
yeah.
that's why in the situation with this lion and the gorilla, they had to reintroduce them to the wild.
Right.
So no gorillas, people.
No.
I don't want to hear about any.
No pet gorillas.
Don't want to hear about any gorillas in your house.
No. Right.
No gorillas for Christmas.
No, but
your
guinea
kids.
Pigs are okay. Guinea pigs are all right. Yeah.
Guinea pigs are a little wild.
They're wild. I recently saw in my neighborhood a very strange animal.
Yeah, what'd you
and
say?
I don't know what it was. It was in the sewer. It was in the gutter. And I couldn't, it was a mammal, but I couldn't recognize it. It was enormous.
Uh-huh.
So it was some kind of like sewer, mutated sewer rat
uh-huh.
sort of thing. I don't know. It looked like a giant rodent.
Uh-huh. Had you been drinking?
No, of course not. No, I was walking home from the train station and uh-huh. I looked down in the drain and there was this giant animal down there.
How big?
I would say the size of a pig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it wasn't a pig.
And what did you do? Did you run?
No, I looked at it and I just you couldn't figure out what
down.
It was, and then it scampered off.
Stared it dead in the eyes.
Yeah, right. Dude. Well, it looked at me.
It said, make my day.
Yeah, it looked like a giant guinea pig, basically.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
You
feel a little maternal
no,
instinct?
No, I did not. No. No, it's actually kind of creepy, to be honest with you.
I don't know if I buy the story.
Well, you don't have to buy it. It's true. If I say it, it's true.
You got photos?
No.
No pics?
Nope.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I mean, these, another idea, reason why we might be attracted into these videos is that if, you know, a Bella the elephant can get along with, you know, the Labrador Retriever, the dog.
Yeah.
This 9,000 pound elephant.
These vast differences.
You know.
Why can't humans yeah. just get along?
Yeah.
You know, we're so similar yeah. in so many ways. And just we have little tiny minor, you know, cosmetic differences. And we just can't get along,
right.
whether it's your beliefs
right.
or your, you know,
so
where
maybe
you're born
maybe,
or where you're
maybe,
from.
Maybe that's why we're attracted to these these videos.
Yeah.
Gives us a little hope.
Gives us a little hope that, we can overcome our differences.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the way looking around in the world today, it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to gonna happen. It's right.
Well, I mean, you know, so much of you know, human divisions and prejudice and so much of it is based on fear.
Yes.
And
ignorance.
And we see both of those, fear and ignorance. We see politicians manipulating that.
Yeah, for their own gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, it's happening in a big way right now.
Yeah.
You know, in the world.
Yeah. So. We see nationalism on the rise in a lot of countries, including the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
And that empowers like bigotry and, you know, separation, vilification of others. Yeah. It's too bad.
And yeah, recently we saw the KKK march in my home state in Virginia.
Right.
And
there was violence there. Was there not?
Yeah. 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 They're one of these KKK, or I don't know if he was in the KKK. He was one of these white power guys.
Yeah.
Young guy. He got into a car, and then there was a much larger group of people protesting them, saying that this is not acceptable to have these guys marching in our streets, talking about this racist stuff. And this young guy, he got one of these white power guys, got into a car, and he mowed down protesters, and at least one woman died.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever catch that guy?
Yeah, they caught him right away.
Okay,
and
they put him in the slammer.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty sad. I don't want to turn this into a political thing, but it's a sad state of affairs when the president of the United States doesn't know what side to fall on this issue.
Yeah, it took him days to make a statement, did it?
And his statement was, there are good people on both sides of this divide.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
It's terrible.
But, you know, I also feel that it is indicative of the state of America, but at the same time, It also makes for good TV, that kind of division and those kind of extremists. People like seeing things that are on the extreme of reality. And in reality, these marches in the states of these white nationalists are usually like 30, 40, 50 people.
Right. But the media will make it look like something much bigger.
And the U.S. is a country of 300 million people.
Right.
So I don't want to give people the impression that is the way most Americans think or feel, or
definitely not.
But it definitely is a slice of our history and of, you know, sadly, some small subcultures in the U.S.
Right,
which is where, you know, the last story fell was one of the leaders of the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan,
Grand Wizard,
Imperial Grand Wizard.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Yeah, they're big on the fantasy terms. Right. Imperial Grand Wizard of the Invisible Kingdom.
The Kingdom of Knights or the Knights?
Yeah,
Kingdom
Invisible. I don't know. But they use a lot of fantasy terminology. I think they've got the Imperial Wizard who's the top, and then there's like a Grand Cyclops.
Oh,
which
really?
Is
okay.
Also somebody high up, and anyhow, the Imperial Wizard from the, I guess, the 70s or 80s, for a 10-year slice of time, he relocated. They found him recently in Belize, and he's the owner of a $3 million hotel, which I imagine must be on the beach
to be
worth that much money, is living a life that just makes zero sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it's a giant irony. And the crazy thing is, it'd be different if he, like, you know, had completely come clean and he had a realization and he realized that his past views were just not correct and he wanted to make amends and, you know, apologize to the world and become a better man. But he still retains the same sort of mentality, but he has chosen to live amongst the very you know, group of people that he feels himself to be superior to.
Well, you know, in these interviews, he acts like he maintains the same mentality. But, I mean, you know,
his actions speak differently.
Are very different. Yeah. He's hanging out. He's hugging them. He's fist bumping them. Yeah. He's eating with them.
And well, that community of people seem to accept him.
Yeah, they like him. I mean, they make jokes about
him. According
to
the video and the article.
They make jokes about him. They call him the king of the rednecks. I mean, this interviewer, they went down there and interviewed people who said that, he's confused and he's crazy, but, you know, he's really nice and we like him.
And well, didn't he help out somebody in a wheelchair?
Yeah, one of the guys was saying he was in a wheelchair and he gave him money and, you know, he helped him. Yeah. And this is like a black guy, somebody that in Bill Wilkinson's past life, he claimed to, you know, feel that, you know, he should have nothing to do with.
Right.
And it makes no sense. He's trying to hold on to two opposite realities.
Yeah.
It kind of made me feel that he doesn't believe in that, but he's not, something about his ego, he's not willing to admit the truth that he's wrong.
Right.
But, you know, another question is, why is he in Belize? Maybe he's on the run from the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he had a falling out with the Klan members and someone threatened him.
Yeah. And maybe he's worried they're going to see this video where he's, you know, hanging out with people of other races and they're going to come try and kill him.
Who knows?
So, Belize, it seems like one of those places where people just go to run away.
Could be. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent maybe 2 weeks there.
What were you running from?
What was I running from? I was running from you, man. I was just there just hanging out when I was younger. Uh-huh. One summer.
Uh-huh.
I was traveling through Guatemala, Mexico, and spent some time in Belize. That area is called La Ruta Maya.
Uh-huh.
So the Mayan route.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole Mayan civilization was in that area.
Uh-huh.
So there are a lot of ruins and pyramids. And
What's the closest country to Belize?
It's bordered by Mexico and Guatemala.
Okay.
So, and it's, and actually, a lot of people don't know this, Belize is a popular diving destination because it has the second largest barrier reef in the world.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. Just beautiful trees and plants and, of course, it's got ocean and lots of reefs, coral reefs, and you can go diving.
There's a rainforest there too, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's a rainforest. And they have beautiful like cenotes, which are like kind of like springs. Mm-hmm. They're very deep and real crystal clear blue.
Uh-huh.
And pyramids and lots of wildlife, and it's just a beautiful place. Yeah, I have a lot of friendly people I met as well. The main city, Belize City, is a little sketchy at times, especially after dark.
Yeah,
you gotta watch yourself a bit. But I mean, that was, of course, 20 years ago. I don't know what it's like now. Yeah, but I have fond memories of Belize. Yeah, you should go check it out sometime, man.
Well, you know, the other famous story out of Belize was John McAfee.
Oh,
he
was
also kind of a man on the run.
That's right. He was on the run.
Well, that's a whole other story.
And he had to escape from Belize as well. Yeah.
But I think even going down there, he was kind of on the run.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's a character.
Well, anyways, for the people that don't know, look up John McAfee, antivirus tech mogul who went on the run in Belize.
And off the rails.
Yeah. Quite insane. Maybe he was neighbors with Bill Wilkinson.
Could have been.
But anyhow, I as much as I don't think Bill Wilkinson should be lauded because he still seems to...
Well, yeah, he holds on to these insane views.
He does seem to be changing. Yeah. And if a guy like that can change, then maybe there are hope for some of the worst of us that we see, you know, marching in the streets and in the U.S. or even in the White House in the
there's
U.S.
There's a glimmer of hope in Bill Wilkinson.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right. Until next time.
Okay. We'll talk to you then.
See ya.